Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, just over 18 hours to go until Ireland takes on Australia in the first match of our FIFA Women's World Cup campaign. The match, which will be played in Sydney's Accor Stadium, kicks off at 11 a.m. our time. And there is positive news emerging today, and that is that Denise O'Sullivan is set to start after getting over a shin injury and a very dodgy tackle, it must be said. Sports presenter Marie Crowe joins us now with the very latest. Marie, you're very welcome to the programme. It's getting exciting now, isn't it? Well, we can almost hear the starting whistle and the kickoff. But good news on Denise O'Sullivan.
Yeah, it is absolutely getting really exciting now. And I think the good news from Australia that Denise O'Sullivan is fit to start and will take her place on in the lineup has just made everybody feel better about the challenge that's coming down the tracks as well facing Australia.
And the team trained at the Accor Stadium in Sydney today. That's very, very important for them, isn't it?
Yeah, so they had a kind of a light run around getting accustomed to the ground and the pitch. But I think, like I saw the pictures today, Cormac, of them out on the pitch, and it looked very calm and serene. I don't think anything is going to prepare them for what they're going to face tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
82,000 people screaming their names. Their opening game of the World Cup, the host opening game of the World Cup as well. It's, none of them will ever have experienced anything like it. It's All-Ireland final day in Croke Park, basically.
Yeah. Myself and Sarah had a scrap, basically, with the Australian ambassador on air yesterday. And we were putting forward Ireland's best case. But I must say, I'm a little bit worried. I am worried because I've seen the Australian captain, Sam Kerr, described as the most lethal striker in the world. And when you look at the stats and look at the way she plays, I am a little bit worried.
Yeah, and you'd be right to be worried as well. She's a phenomenal player. She is one of the best players in the world. And she's that type of player that can do absolutely nothing for 90 minutes. And then on the 91st minute can pop up and score a winner. And you're just thinking, how did she even do that? But
yeah,
she just has this capability of producing moments of magic. And she produces them on the biggest stage as well. She's the type of player that scores in finals, that scores in semi-finals. She mightn't score in a league game on a cold, wet Wednesday night, but she will do it when it matters. And if you've seen her today speaking in the press conference, she is so in the zone. This is her moment. The significance of what her team are about to do, the host nation, the inspiration that they're going to give to all of the young boys and girls around the country, it's not lost in her.
Yeah,
you can see it.
And
so
the expectation of the home crowd as well. The Australia, I looked as well, they're ranked number 10 in the world. Ireland ranked number 22. So they have the advantage, you would say. But am I right in saying, Marie Crowe, that maybe if Ireland can hold them for maybe 20 minutes or 25 minutes or for a large chunk of the first half, that maybe they could frustrate them and turn that expectation into pressure on the home team?
I think that what you said there is probably what Vera Powell said to them as well.
Thank you.
So I think that's the plan. We're pretty good defensively. We've been known for having this low block throughout the qualifiers, to having five at the back, to being compact, to being really hard, a team that's really hard to break down. And Australia will know that, though, as well. You know, and it's not just Sam Kerr that they have as well. They have another really good attacker, Caitlin Ford. Mm-hmm. They have Ellie Carpenter, one of the best wing backs in the world. They just have really good all-round players. Now, we have our own world-class players as well. Katie McCabe, obviously, Denise O'Sullivan, you know, Louise Quinn, Nephi. We've loads of really good players, but the quality that they have is just a little bit more, and that's the reality of it. But look, it's a World Cup. We've seen the men do it. You can go in as underdog. We love being the underdogs.
Yeah.
Can pull a performance. We saw Ireland play really good against the USA only a few weeks ago. They didn't do as well against France, but it was a kind of a tricky time heading into the World Cup. So they do have these big performances in them. You hope that maybe the pressure and expectation that's going to be on Australia might get to them a little bit, and that Ireland will be able to seize the opportunity against France as well. Cormac, we did create more chances than we usually do, so hopefully that in the interim they'll have worked on that.
Yeah.
And that we might be able to nick a goal. But I think if we came away with a draw, it'd be a pretty good result.
Well, let's hope so, because it really, you're too young, Marie, obviously, but
obviously.
I remember World Cup 90 and 94 and the excitement. That I'm actually excited for kids watching in now. Where can people listen and watch tomorrow?
So, look, first of all, Katie McCabe spoke today in her press conference and said, for anyone that hasn't signed up to a watch party, get out, go find your nearest one. So many football clubs, including my own Temple Oak United, have big screens booked. They have decorated their whole grounds. They're letting kids in for free. They're putting on big events. Go find one of them first. And if you can't find one of them, turn on RTE television, turn on 2FM. We have the rights. The games will be on. But I think from a legacy perspective, what I'd love to see as a football fan, as a women's sports fan, is everybody getting out, finding those watch parties, connecting with fans, creating memories, and just being inspired to go out and kick a football around the place, like Wimbledon.
Yeah, big time. Yeah. And let us know to 51551 where you're going to watch it. Before I let you go, give us a prediction. I'm going to hold you to this now. give us a prediction.
I'm hoping it'll be a nil all draw, but I think that Australia might win 1-0.
Okay, I'm predicting 5-0 to Ireland, which is why you're the sports expert here. Marie Crowe, thank you very much indeed. And as Marie says, you can watch Ireland versus Australia in the first game of the 2023 World Cup live on RTE2 and RTE Player on tomorrow at 11 a.m. You can also listen on 2FM.